Governor Brad Little said in early May that it had been weeks since he'd spoken to Lieutenant Governor Janice McKeon. But on Tuesday, McKeon joined Governor Little and Idaho Department of Health and Welfare Director Dave Jepson for the first time during a weekly town hall. Rachel Cohen reports.
Lieutenant Governor McKeon has publicly criticized Governor Little's stay-at-home order for its impact on businesses. But on this week's AARP call, she thanked the governor for his recent announcement to pay local public safety salaries with federal relief money.
Having run on a platform to support our business community in Idaho, I wish to thank the governor for agreeing to substantial property tax relief for the citizens of Idaho.
The three took questions from callers around the state. One from Eastern Idaho asked about the mental health of people stuck inside long-term care centers. Director Jepson says the working group is finalizing new guidelines to allow nursing homes to reopen to some visitors.
So we have the capability now to do this where we won't introduce and put all of those residents, and I literally mean at risk of death.
Limited visitations to long-term care centers could begin on Saturday if the state moves forward to stage 4 of the reopening plan. 60% of Idaho's COVID-19 deaths have been in long-term care facilities, several of which still have active cases. Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.